Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, and actually right now, Wade, we're really fortunate to be joined by a Houston native himself, Robert Flores of the MLB Network, and we're excited to be joined by him. And you've lived here. How do you think this will shake up now that Governor Abbott came out and said that, you know, professional stadium or arenas or stadiums that have roofs that can open up open-air stadiums, also Little League, youth sports, college, that stuff is going to be able to happen. Do you think parents are going to be have a struggle with letting their kids go out and play in the state of Texas, being that high school and sports like that are so important in this state?
I think it just depends on the parent themselves. I mean, there's going to be some that are a little bit more hesitant to let their child play. I also think it depends on what the sport is, right? I mean, if it's basketball, I mean, that just by nature, that requires a little bit more closer contact with your opponent, whereas opposed to baseball or let's say volleyball, or maybe it's a little bit, you know, you're farther away from your opponent. I mean, especially baseball. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out and how professional sports leagues, how they react to it, and also all the way down to the parents at home.
It is. Robert Flores, you know what else is interesting to see how it plays out? If there will be a baseball season. Please just let us know. Will people here be able to see their Astros play? Your gut feeling, as someone is tied in like you are, it's looking a little prickly right now. Do you think we'll get a season started?
I do. My gut feeling is that we're still going to have baseball. How many games, where, format, I don't know. But I think there's going to be baseball because, one, it's just there's too many smart people on both sides from the ownership perspective as well as the players' union for something like this, for negotiations, protracted negotiations to fall in the way of what makes sense. As long as it's safe, as long as it's appropriate, as long as that's the two sides have consulted with local and city and federal of, you know, health officials to make sure that it is appropriate and safe, then it just makes too much sense for us not to have baseball. So my gut feeling is I think we are going to have some baseball. Like you said, I mean, this is a negotiation period, and unfortunately it is kind of playing out publicly, so to speak, but sometimes that happens.
Roflo, listen, man, you listen to the different proposals that Major League Baseball owners gave to the players. The first one that they gave, of course, it was, hey, we're going to prorate your salaries for the year. Basically, you're going to cut your salaries in half. But then the second proposal came out. And just from your perspective, man, because from my perspective, I feel like it was totally out of line, disrespectful.
Yeah.
Do the owners have a leg to stand on with this, or is this them just being opportunists in a situation where now you have a pandemic and this is an opportunity to get make some headway in some of the leverage they lost in negotiations with the powerful baseball union?
Yeah, you know, I know that has been floated around and it's been speculated about and written on. I just can't, and maybe I'm naive, but I just can't imagine that the ownership, that the league would use this as an opportunity to try to implement something going forward, you know, as a kind of set in stone, as a new way of a new economic model, quote unquote. I just can't imagine that they would think like that they would have that in the back of their mind. I just think that there's so many other issues that both sides have to think about, have to come together, have to resolve. I just think that those issues are far more pressing than trying to establish some sort of quote unquote new economic model. And like I said, maybe I'm naive, but I just think that this is such it's so complicated, it's so unprecedented that it is it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot of conversation. It's going to take a lot of negotiation. And as I said, I think there's too many smart people on both sides for it not to happen. And then you throw in the added element of we are in a time crunch here, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we're sitting on the brink of June 1st, right? So you really got a lot of work to do, a lot of serious things to discuss in a rather tight window. So that complicates matters as well.
Robert Flores, MLB Network with us. I mean, do you think this second pay cut proposal is fair that the owners are putting on the players?
That's a tough one for me to answer because I haven't seen it, right? I mean I just know what has been reported. Yeah. And look, these are unprecedented times, and having fans at the game, having fans buy beverages and parking and all the things that fans do and provide for the sport, not just economically, but everything. But this is just so, I mean, who could have imagined this, right? I mean, it's such a surreal time that I just think that there's so many difficult issues that the two sides have to come together and resolve. And the good thing about, and you know, just the idea of negotiation is both sides have to find somewhere in the middle to meet on. And maybe it's going to be a deal that neither side is happy with. And maybe that symbolizes, hey, maybe it is a good deal. Maybe it's a fair deal when both sides kind of walk away bruised a little bit. But I think it's going to happen. And I think it's just going to be, you know, it may get a little, as you said, prickly for a couple of more days longer, but I think it's going to happen. That's my gut feeling.
Roflo, when you talk about this potential ability for Major League Baseball to play when in the middle of a pandemic, just talk about the opportunity they have to create headway with fans throughout the country and throughout the world if they're able to get a deal done and how that could help them tremendously going forward.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's a tremendous there's a lot of work and a lot of serious things that have to be discussed and obstacles overcome. As you said, there's an opportunity here. The sporting public is starved, is starving for live competition, and no matter in what form. Heck, I mean, we were all enthralled by seeing Tom Brady split his pants and play terrible golf for 12 holes. So, I mean, we're looking for anything, right? So I think there's a tremendous opportunity for the players and for Major League Baseball as a whole, as a baseball, as an industry, to come together and put on under very, you know, unusual and tough conditions, you know, get out there and play and kind of be a beacon of hope and be a beacon of normalcy for the sporting public. And as I said before, and I think I've said on this show, if that means that the games have to look a little bit different to accommodate these unusual conditions, then yeah, let's do it. Let's just embrace it. Let's try some things. I mean, we all know that this season is weird, and whoever wins whatever championship you have or how that's determined, yeah, it's going to be, as we look back on it, maybe it's going to be kind of, oh yeah, that was that year that it was the pandemic. I mean, that's fine. Let's just deal with it. Let's just embrace it. And if the things have to be tried and experimented with, let's just put everything on the table.
All right, Robert, your gut thoughts on this, and I love your confidence. You're making me feel better about potentially being able to have baseball back here. Let's say they don't get a deal worked out, and let's say the reason that Major League Baseball doesn't return this year is due to the fact of basically they couldn't get an agreement on money.
Right.
How bad would that put the game back? Is this 94 territory with fans? I'm just curious, if they don't figure this out and they don't play, not due to the pandemic, but due to not being able to agree upon money, where would this put them?
That's a very tough question. And, you know, you mentioned 94 and the cancellation of that season. I mean, that is arguably the darkest period in the league's history, in the game's history. I would hope it doesn't come to that, because it would just be a real, it would be disappointing. It would be disheartening. And I think, just going back to the previous topic, I think it would just be a missed opportunity. And I continue to go back to the notion that there's too much at stake for both sides, and there's too many smart people on both sides for this thing not to happen. So that's why my gut is telling me that something will get done. It is unfortunate, you know, that some of the, you know, a little bit of the public discourse over this has come out, but all that will be forgotten. All that will be forgiven once there is baseball on the field, even if that means there's no fans in the stands and it's not the baseball we're all quite used to as far as rules and format, whatever. As long as they can come together, solve these issues, and put the game first, put the sporting public first, and do what's best for those parties.
We're speaking with Robert Flores of MLB Network here on Sports Radio 610. And the last question I got for you is this, Roflo. If we had to put a deadline to when something needs to get done in order for baseball to go forward and actually be able to put together an 82-game or 100-game season, like, when should we be looking? Because it's coming, like you talked about a little bit before.
Yeah.
We're coming up against it. So when would you say is kind of the dividing line of when something needs to be accomplished and a deal is made?
I mean, just for me, and this is just pure speculation on my part, I think like mid-June. I think you're kind of looking at that time frame as when you would want to see somewhat of a working plan going forward of what we are going to do. Because, you know, the players are going to need spring training 2.0, right? I mean, and I would think that's anywhere between 2-3 weeks. I'm sure that the pitchers would love another month, but I don't know if that can work within the current time frame. But I keep going back to, like, you know, mid-June, something like that for me is when I kind of point to, okay, guys, let's see what we have here, and let's, this is our plan going forward, and this is what we're going to do, and let's get the next steps going in motion.
So if we don't have a deal by Father's Day, we're in trouble. That's the kind of, to me,
that's what Robert
I look at
just said
if Father's
me,
Day, if Father's Day, we have a deal done. If we don't have a deal done, we're in trouble. If we want to see Major League Baseball this year.
Like I said, that for me is just pure speculation on my part. But that I'm because if you say mid-June, really, and you're talking about a 2 to 3 week spring training, that kind of puts you in early July. And then maybe you kind of have your opening day on July 4th. I mean, just think about the possibilities of that, the optics and just the pageantry of the baseball is back and it's on it, and we're bringing it to you the beginning of a 2020 season that's going to be a little bit unusual, but we're bringing it to you on our nation's holiday. So I think there's a lot of good there, but like I said, mid-June kind of for me is the time where I would love to see something concrete going forward.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, Houston native. We appreciate you joining us, and thank you for giving us a little bit more on this situation of baseball and the deal with between the owners and the players.
Hey, you got it, guys. Hopefully, maybe there's some maybe it's more than the Astros that are playing there at Minute Maid, you know? So
yeah,
there's all sorts of options that are being discussed, but hopefully we get to see some baseball very, very soon.
Very true. Thank you so much, Robert Flores, MLB Network. So Wade, after hearing him, hearing and seeing the numbers we've seen, Father's Day, do you see that happening? Can you envision a deal? Because somebody is going to have to come to the table and make a completely 180.
Yeah,
this to happen.
I tell you what, man, when I hear Roflo talk, I hear the optimism in his voice, and I appreciate that, and I love that. But it doesn't seem realistic right now, and it sucks. Like you mentioned, the owners are going to have to say, all right, I know we threw this proposal out there, but we're going to have to scrap that, because the proposal that the players pushed back at them actually put the owners on the line for more money than what the original proposal was. You know what I mean? So they're both going to have to come to a compromise for it to get done, and we'll see. But I agree. If it's not done by Father's Day, I don't see how it gets done. So we got about 2.5 weeks. I'm looking forward to Father's Day this year, too. I think we're going to get some good gifts, folks. I don't know. You get good gifts on Father's Day, man?
I plead the fifth. Yeah, man, somebody can do better. I want to hear it. This is the question I'm posing to everybody who I want to get into coming up next. I believe your expectations for the Texans this season should be exactly the same that it was once they lost in Arrowhead to Kansas City. It should not have changed from then to where you are now. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.